Well, you never really know what you're going to get when you ask children a question. Sometimes the response makes you think, why did I ask that again? And other times you end up with a precious and holy moment. It was the latter for me last week when our family sat down to the table and lit the Advent wreath candles. As we lit the candles multiple times to make sure that each child had a chance to light the candles themselves, my wife asked my 3-year-old son to tell the Christmas story. He proceeded to say, one day an angel came to Mary and told her that she was going to have a baby. And then what happened? Lauren asked. Then Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem on a donkey, and there was no room for them, but God made room, and baby Jesus was born in a stable. It was such a sweet moment for me, and also a really profound one. There was no room for them, but God made room, and baby Jesus was born. God made room. And that phrase really, really captivated me. God made room. So much of how we think about the Christmas story and making room is rightly about how we need to prepare room in our hearts and in our lives, how we need to make room for Jesus to be born in us. We sing that in several carols, and that is good and right and beautiful and true. We are called to make room for Jesus. And what my son said got me thinking and celebrating. This story about the birth of Jesus is just as much, if not more, about God making room for us. For you, for me, for all people. God has a history of being a God who desires to live with God's people, for heaven and earth to be united together, interwoven. God walked with humanity in the Garden of Eden when humans decided to rebel, seek to rule the world on our own terms apart from God. Sin damaged and polluted God's good creation, but God still sought ways to be with God's people. Whether it was clouds or fire on Mount Sinai, whether it was a fiery pillar or cloudy pillar in the wilderness, whether it was cloud of glory overshadowing, filling the tabernacle, God wanted to reside, dwell with God's people. And God did so by making room, whether it was providing instructions, holiness codes, sacrifices, rituals for the tabernacle, laws on Mount Sinai, the words of the prophets. God always sought to make room to live with God's people, even when we didn't want God as a divine neighbor. And then God decided to actually move into the human neighborhood and make room in the human story by becoming one of us. That's what pure love does, doesn't it? Love makes room for another. Love carves out space and time. It acts on behalf of the beloved. It's who God is, essentially. God the Father makes room for God the Son, makes room for God the Spirit, and God made room for us to be God's children, to share in God's eternal love. And God did it by making room in the beautiful and the messy and the complex human story and experience. Luke tells us that the birth of Jesus took place under the rule and reign of Caesar Augustus, the rule and reign of the Roman Empire. Mary and Joseph are compelled to register in the tax list. All the world, Luke says, needed to go. All the world. And that's to emphasize the extent and the power of Rome. No wonder all the inns and all the guest houses are packed. No wonder there is no room, because people are compelled by Rome. Everyone is going to be registered. Yet God made room in the midst of a mighty kingdom for a different kind of kingdom and king to be born. Would God make room in a palace or a hall of power and luxury and splendor and might surrounded by gold and guards, you know, try to one-up Caesar? No. God made room in a manger. But surely in the midst of a world broken by sin, a world where people are in need of hope and salvation, God would have to make room, you know, in a big way. God would have to show up with mighty display of power for all to see. But God doesn't do it with a heavenly army. God doesn't make room with a fiery pillar or a powerful storm or earthquakes or wind. No, when it comes to making room for redeeming and restoring the broken world, God does it with a baby born in a manger in a small town in a small part of the world. God does it with skin in the game, literally. God makes room for us by giving us God's own son and therefore God's own self. Love makes room for another. God made room. One of my favorite stories of all time, besides this one, comes from a man born in my hometown, Greensboro, O. Henry. He wrote The Gift of the Magi, and it opens like this. $1.87. Apparently, that's all that Della has to buy a Christmas gift for her beloved husband, Jim. Plus, it's already Christmas Eve, and so she's low on money and on time. Confronted with this dire situation, Della suddenly bursts into tears on the couch while the narrator tells us a little bit more about the context of Jim and Della. In short, they live in a shabby New York City flat, and they're poor. But they love each other. Once Della recovers, she goes to a mirror to let down her beautiful hair and examine it. Della's gorgeous brown knee-length hair is one of the two great treasures of this poor couple. The other treasure is Jim's gold pocket watch. Her hair examined, Della puts it back up, bundles out to head into the cold. She leaves the flat and walks to Madame Sofroni's hair goods shop, where she cuts her hair and sells it for $20. Now she has $21.87. With her new funds, she buys Jim the perfect Christmas present, an elegant platinum chain for his gold pocket watch. It's $21. Excited by her gift, Della returns home and tries to make her now very short hair presentable. She's not convinced that Jim will approve, but she did what she had to do in order to get him a present. Jim arrives home at 7 p.m. to find his wife, Della, waiting by the door, and he stares intently at her, not able to understand that Della's hair is gone. Della can't understand what his reaction means. After a little while, Jim snaps out of that and gives Della her present, explaining that his vague reaction will make sense when she opens his gift. Della opens it and cries out with joy, only to then burst into tears immediately afterward. See, Jim has given her the fancy set of tortoiseshell combs she's wanted for ages. The combs would have been the perfect gift, but now she has no long hair in which to wear them. Jim dries her tears. Once she's recovered, she gives Jim his present, holding out the watch chain. Jim smiles and then sinks back onto the couch. You see, not having much money himself, he sold his pocket watch to get the money to buy Della's combs, he explains. As they put away their gifts and eat dinner together, the narrator brings the story to a close by declaring that Della and Jim are the wisest of everyone who give gifts. Indeed, they made room for the other by making room in their own lives through the self-giving gifts given. Friends, God's gift of Jesus Christ was God's self-giving act of love to make room for us. Skin in the game. We often look at the cross and we think that is the place where we see God's love most clearly displayed. And I wonder if we need to start thinking about the manger in that way too, more. In the baby born in the manger, we see the full extent of God's love as well. God makes room for our beautiful and our broken humanity in need of rescue and restoration and renewal by being born into our humanity, by becoming one of us, to be with us, not over us, not against us, with us. All God's power and majesty wrapped in our humanity. God made room for even more all the world than the all the world commanded to be registered by Rome. God made room in a stable for poor peasants like Mary and Joseph. God made room for lowly shepherds, insiders and outsiders, Palestinians and Israelis, all. God made room for all people. Notice the good news that the angel proclaims. I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. A Savior has been born this day. He is Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. In other words, God has made room for all people to experience hope and joy and salvation. God made room. What an act of love. Back some 16 years ago now, hard to believe it's been that long, I had the chance to study abroad in Spain for a summer semester. Duke's program had everyone staying with a senora, we called them, usually a woman who hosted a student in her home or apartment and provided us with meals and a place to stay and a kind of a quintessential Spanish experience, right? It helped the experience be more immersive. And I remember my senora, one of the first days that I was there, getting home rather late one night, and I asked her if she was okay. She said, yes, I'm okay. She said she was fine, but that it was hard to find white bread and peanut butter in Madrid. I had to go to a couple of stores, she said, but I found it. And she smiled a big smile and pulled out a loaf of white bread and a small jar of peanut butter. I know you American students really like peanut butter sandwiches, so I'm going to make you one tomorrow for you to take with you to lunch. She was making room for me. She accommodated to where I was as a college student from the USA to make sure that I felt welcomed at home, cared for, even in my diet. Now, she quickly learned that actually, given the choice, I'd much rather have a Spanish bocadito with serrano ham on a fresh baguette, but I still remember how meaningful that gesture was. She made room for me. How much more so with the birth of Christ? By being born in human flesh, in a manger, God came to where we were to make sure that we knew our home was with God and in God, to ensure that we felt welcome, that nothing could ever, ever tear us apart from God's love. God made room for all of the pain and all of the suffering and all of the brokenness and all of the beauty and all the frailty and the complexity of our human stories. From his first infant breaths outside the womb, Jesus breathed our air, experienced our vulnerability, felt what we feel, lived our story, and made room for God's saving love to have its way. Because that's what God does. God made room in the darkness for light. God made room in the sea for a highway to freedom. God made room in the desert for springs of water. God made room in a stable and a marginal manger for a Savior King to be born. God made room at the table for tax collectors and sinners. God made room in a tomb for resurrection life. From the womb to a tomb, God made room for life and salvation. Salvation just isn't in the cross, friends. It's in the manger, too. Incarnation. And so God can make room in a world where competition is currency for an economy of mercy. God can make room for heaven to come in our hearts and in our neighborhoods as it is in heaven. God can make room in a world full of wrongs for justice to roll down like waters. God can make room in your heart and in your life for God to live. In the midst of despair, God makes room for hope. In the midst of violence and unrest, God makes room for peace. In the midst of weariness, God makes room for joy. In the midst of fear, God makes room for love. In the midst of our broken lives and world, God makes room for salvation. God made room for you, for me, for all, by means of a baby born in a manger we call Jesus. And so however you come this day, Just know deep in your bones, when you're consumed with doubt, God made room for you in Jesus Christ. When you're overwhelmed by guilt or mistakes that you've made, God made room for you in Jesus Christ. When you find it hard to move through your grief or pain or despair, God made room for you in Jesus Christ. When you feel lonely and all alone, God made room for you in Jesus Christ. When you look around and feel excluded because of who you are, where you're from, what language you speak, who you love, what color your skin is, God made room for you in Jesus Christ. When you are restless and wandering through life, unsure of your purpose, God made room for you in Jesus Christ. Though there was no room in the inn, God made room to be born in our midst. God made room for you, for me, for all people, precisely in our broken, imperfect, beautiful humanity. He made room for all people to experience hope and salvation and pure space-making love and eternal life. Then Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem on a donkey, and there was no room for them there, but God made room, and baby Jesus was born in a stable. Indeed, God made room. Hallelujah. And so this Christmas, we can sing, "Let every heart prepare him room." And maybe we can also sing, "All praise to you, Emmanuel, for making room for us." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.